update is brought to you by Cypress Coast Fence. Secure, protect, and privatize your property with Cypress Coast Fence. Voted Monterey Bay's best for 7 years running. For a free consultation, call or click cypresscoastfence.com.
It's 47 minutes past the time of the hour of 8 a.m. In the studio with me, as usual on a Monday morning, is Michael Olson, host of the Saturday Food Chain Saturdays at 9 here on KSCO. Good morning.
That's right, Rosie. What's Eating What Radio? That's what we do. But with respect to Green Acres, we don't have very many anymore, especially in California. Last week, I had the occasion to drive up and down the Great Central Valley, and I noticed that there was a whole bunch of trees that had been just pulled right out of the ground. And they must have a special piece of equipment that pulls trees out of the ground and throws them to the side, because there were thousands of them just pulled right out of the ground and laying there. But some orchards were still alive and green. And I almost got to wondering, who knows? How do you decide which farm gets the water and which farm doesn't get the water?
Good question.
And so who better to ask than Chris, than our friend up at the California Farm Bureau? His name is Chris Schuring, and he is the senior counsel for the California Farm Bureau. Chris, welcome to the Monday Ag Update.
Well, good morning. I'm glad to be with you.
Yes, so I can't think of anybody better to ask than the senior counsel for the California Farm Bureau. Which farms get the water and which ones don't?
Well, that's a complicated question. It has a lot to do with, obviously, the type of water supply involved and the position in the state and the type of water district that the farmer belongs to. I think that some of the districts you were just referring to down in the San Joaquin Valley are under drastically reduced supplies, if any, in fact, this year because of the unavailability of surface water, which is, of course, a complicated question, but a lot of it has to do with drought. It's a terribly dry year. Some of it also has to do with other constraints on the system, like environmental regulations and so forth.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, it's an impossible question to answer with a yes or no, because there are so many variables involved. Let's look at the San Joaquin Valley and the water available there. You spoke of surface water. Is that federal water or state water or both?
Well, it's a little bit of both, and not only that, but you have some private or local projects, I want to say, on the eastern slope. So, on the eastern slope, the western slope of the Sierra, the west side of the valley. So, it kind of depends on what part of the valley you're talking about. We've certainly got folks down there that receive federal water from the Central Valley Project, and that's water that flows down principally from Shasta Reservoir in the north. It has to move through the Sacramento River and then through the Delta before it can be shipped south of the Delta. We've got some folks who receive State Water Project water, which is from Oroville principally, and that tends to be in Kern County mostly when you're talking about the San Joaquin Valley. And then you have farmers and ranchers that receive water from the districts over on the east side of the valley, which is those reservoirs on the western slope of the Sierra. That's the Medellin Irrigation District, Don Pedro, some of the other reservoirs that are up and down the foothills of the Sierras.
Mm-hmm. And in general terms, with respect to surface water, there are some people who have senior rights and some people who have junior rights and so on. Is that not true?
That's absolutely right. The senior rights tend to be farmers and ranchers that have a water right to divert directly from a river, or a district that has a right to divert directly from a river that predates sort of the later construction of some of the newer projects that impound water, which are more junior, sort of in the pecking order. We have a water rights system here in California that's based upon seniority or priority, and it is designed expressly to account for the fact that we have different year types in California. We have dry years, we have wet years. In a wet year, all of the rights might be satisfied. That's the juniors as well as
everybody's
the seniors.
Everybody's happy in a wet year.
That's right. In a dry year, maybe only the seniors get their water. And in a year like this, you're really down to the very most senior rights, because the junior rights have to forego using water because there's simply not enough water available in the system, in the rivers, in the streams. Now, in addition to that, you have carryover water in some of the reservoirs, which may come from a previous rain year, and those folks are supposed to be able to use that water in a dry year, because that's what the reservoirs are basically designed for, storage in the wet years to be carried over into the dry years. So, as you said, it's a complicated question that depends upon what district you belong to. We have hundreds of water districts, each of whom has a different portfolio of water rights, surface rights, reservoir rights, and so on and so forth.
That's enough to keep a senior council going for a while, don't you think?
Well, you know, the old saw, I think you told me that about Mark Twain and so forth. I'm not sure if he ever said that.
It wasn't Mark Twain, but it probably predated everybody when it gets right down to it. Whiskey is for drinking, water is for fighting.
Yeah, so they say, and it's certainly a contentious area. You know, we live in a in the western United States and in California, we live in a semi-arid hydrology in many places, and water is something that's a constrained resource. So there are conflicts that arise because there's not enough to go around often, and we have rules and you know, water rights system to deal with that.
That said, Chris, it seems like the good Lord made California for agriculture, geographically speaking. It's got the magnificent Sierra mountains that capture and hold moisture, and it has a great Central Valley. And it just seems like there's no place on earth like California for agriculture. And to help that process, the citizens of California voted $10 billion to develop the infrastructure, of the water infrastructure for the state, but we haven't done anything with that $10 billion. Why not?
Well, two things. First of all, I like the way you said that at the beginning. I think California is a marvelous environment for agriculture, and you know, in many ways, we feed the not just the state but the nation and the world. We've got this marvelous Mediterranean climate, a growing season that is just fabulous. We've got great alluvial soils, and we have a water supply if we use it correctly. The water resources exist. It's just that oftentimes they are displaced both geographically and temporally from the places where we use the water. You know, the water tends to be in the north and upslope. If you look at a rainfall map of California, the places we use it tend to be down in the valleys and biased toward the southern end of the state. So we've designed a system and built out a system that is designed to take advantage of that, the Central Valley Project, the State Water Project, other conveyance facilities. Southern California, for example, uses Colorado River water in large measure. But that's a system that is hasn't really been upgraded meaningfully in a generation. And that was what Proposition 1, that's the bond measure you were talking about, was calibrated really to deal with. And Proposition 1 was an allocation of about $10 billion, as you said, for various water projects. About $2.7 billion of that $10 billion was expressly allocated for the purpose of building new storage facilities. That's reservoirs either above ground or below ground storage in the aquifers.
Now, we understand, Chris, that China is building one dam a week in its
I believe that. China's building a lot of things once a week, and I'm not sure I would make the case for willy-nilly construction without some of the forethought that that we like to have, that's a little more than perhaps China undertakes. But it's a good point. And Proposition 1, those facilities haven't been built yet. They were passed in, you know, that bond was passed in 2014, and not by a narrow margin, by a large margin. The voters spoke to that, and yet, you know, here we are 7 years later, and the projects that are in mind, that are on the list, are not under construction yet.
And the reason is?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, you don't just build a facility that big overnight, but you
unless
need to
you're
build
China.
Yeah, well, unless you're China. But you probably need to build it a little more expeditiously than we seem to be doing right now. But there's a process for allocating that money. There's a state body called the California Water Commission that's in charge of that process. There's all kinds of review, as you can imagine, including environmental review and so on. And it's proven to be a little lengthier process, I think, than we would like.
We the citizens of California need to do some butt kicking, I think, to get these dams built because we're running out of water. And we're running out of time. Chris Schuring, Senior Counsel for the California Farm Bureau, thank you so much for joining us on Good Morning Monterey Bay's Ag Update.
You betcha. It was my pleasure.
Thank you so much.